708 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you here. Dr. Bill joins us in just about 7 minutes here, and then we'll get a full update around 7:35. Speaking of updates, coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton Orwig with the latest.
Yeah, and we do have some good news today. I'll get to that in just a second. First, the national numbers. We're at 5.2 million total cases of coronavirus, and nearly 159,000 have died due to COVID-19. But we are heading back down the curve after hitting a second peak for new cases in the nation around July 23rd. Yesterday, 52,000 new cases were added, and the seven-day average has kind of stalled out over the last week, right around 53,000 cases per day. That's just about what we were averaging back on July the 9th. There was a large increase in tests reported yesterday. Because of that, the seven-day average is back up some to 736,000 per day, and around the nation right now, 7.2% of those tests are coming back positive. That number has been steadily dropping over the last week and a half. There were 1,181 deaths reported yesterday. The seven-day average has been fairly level over the last 2 weeks at right around 1,065 per day. Here in Alabama, 101,500 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,821 have died due to COVID-19. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there are currently 1,365 Alabamians hospitalized with the virus. That number has been dropping recently. Yesterday, only 695 cases added for the state. That's the second lowest daily total since the end of June, and the lowest number on a Thursday since June 4th. And normally Thursdays have quite a few more numbers than you see at the beginning of the week on Sunday and Monday. So because of that, the seven-day average now down to 1,156 per day. That's what we were averaging back on July 8th. On the way up, our first major peak for the state. New cases have been dropping since we were averaging 2,000 cases per day on July 18th. We're also averaging 8,843 tests per day, so that's a 13.1% positivity rate, the lowest in the state since July 6th. There were only 7 deaths reported yesterday. We're now averaging 24 per day over the last week. And the last month has easily been the deadliest yet for Alabama. But new cases have been trending down. Hospitalizations have been fairly steady for over 3 weeks and look to also be dropping some. And we're starting to catch up again with the testing numbers. Sean, I still expect to see the number of COVID fatalities in the state to begin decreasing soon. Here locally, Mobile County added 76 new cases yesterday and 5 of the state's 7 deaths, bringing our totals to 10,747 cases with 221 that have died due to COVID-19. Baldwin County added 34 new cases yesterday and no new deaths. They've had 3,744 cases with 29 that have died. And you add up Washington County, Clark County, Monroe, Conecuh, Escambia, Choctaw, and Wilcox County's numbers. They, in total, had 24 new cases added yesterday and no new deaths. So along with Mobile, Baldwin County, the rest of the state, some of these more rural areas are also starting to see a drop in their numbers. And that's the news for the state and the nation when it comes to COVID-19.
All right, Don, appreciate the update. 712 FM Talk 106.5. Another part of this discussion we've had the whole time is charting what's happening with the move to fix the economy, to get some immunity for this economy out there. And depends on, where you stand on this. Maybe more money thrown at it, less money thrown at it, maybe liability protection out there. All that's part of the discussion going on in Washington. But it looks like they're at an impasse. It looks like they've been at an impasse for, 3 weeks now between... So you know what's happening. So the Democrats Act, bill comes out of the House there, is the HEROES Act.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the $3 trillion range, has all the things in it that the Democrats want spending on it. And then in the Senate, it's the Republican bill, right? So the HEALS Act,
mm-hmm.
which I think it's a horrible acronym, but the HEALS Act that's come out there, that's around $1 trillion, that's what the Republicans want. They've been trying to, what they call, reconcile the two bills, but the twain looks like they shan't meet. And that's the update we get from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
Democrats are calling for a comprehensive bill like the one the House passed 3 months ago. Republicans, the majority in the Senate, declined to take up that bill. They didn't offer an alternative until several days ago, and that was one-third the size of the House bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that's because the Democratic bill was unreasonable.
Go to any kitchen table in America, Mr. President, outside of a few skyscraper penthouses, and put these bizarre demands up against the $1 trillion of real, practical relief that Republicans wanted to get out the door weeks ago.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the chief negotiator for the Democrats, says Republicans aren't concerned about average Americans sitting around the kitchen table. They're concerned about corporate executives sitting around the boardroom table.
Perhaps you mistook them for somebody who gave a damn. That isn't the case.
In fact, says Speaker Pelosi, Republicans offered a bill that proves that. A bill, she says, that doesn't even begin to meet the needs of the American people.
It's no wonder we have a vast difference, because this administration and the Republicans in Congress have never understood the gravity of the situation.
Pelosi says she offered to pare down the House bill by $1 trillion from the original $3 trillion. Then she says she asked the White House negotiators to come up $1 trillion to meet in the middle. They said no.
She calls this meeting in the middle.
Senator McConnell, who is not taking part in the negotiations, sees no reason why the White House should have agreed to that offer.
That's not negotiating. That's throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, negotiating on behalf of the White House, called Speaker Pelosi earlier this week after turning down the offer, and then asked if Pelosi would come back to the bargaining table. She said no.
Unless they see the reality of what it means in the lives of the American people, what good is it for us to agree to something that has no relationship to meeting the needs of the American people?
So for the time being, the impasse stands until such time, says Pelosi, as the White House agrees to take the bold steps necessary to confront the coronavirus head on.
The virus has picked up steam, and they, and like a freight train, is coming down the tracks. And they, like a convoy, going as slow as the slowest ship, are going so slowly that they'll never overtake the virus. We cannot let that stand.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Okay, so I'm still trying to work through this one. So I've now done a little better. Last hour we played that clip and the analogy from Speaker Pelosi there that had freight trains and, I guess, steamships or so. Or steam? Did she say freight train or steam? There was steam in there. So
she
a
said
steam
both.
Engine.
Yeah, I think she was saying the Democrats. They're like a freight train barreling down the tracks. The Republicans, more like a convoy of slow-moving steamships.
But there hadn't been steamships out in since Nancy Pelosi was in her 50s.
Yeah. Probably a better analogy would have been a coronavirus-stricken cruise ship, maybe, there, in that case.
So I guess I'm picturing somewhere like maybe up in the north, maybe the Great Lakes region, where you could have a train track next to a waterway. So there's the... I'm picturing Nancy Pelosi and maybe Schumer in their cotton-ticking cap, right? Engineer cap. Back there shoveling coal and getting that steam engine going. And then there's the SS Senate, you know, that I guess. So there's Republicans on that.
At what point it's
cruising next to the train, but the train is going faster. There's going to be a word problem in here. So the train is going faster than the ship,
mm-hmm.
and they can't keep up with. Okay, I'm just trying to understand this a little bit more.
At what point does Mitch McConnell say, "Lady, what in the fresh hell are you talking about?" Is that coming soon?
It's very... Okay, I'm going to do this. We're probably not supposed to do this, but this is behind the scenes. So during the news break, Dalton asked the question. He said, "Do you think Mitch McConnell talks like that all the time?"
Mm-hmm.
And you said, "What, you just wondered, like, if he orders some food."
Yeah.
Does he call Papa John's?
Yeah. What's he like when he orders food on the phone? Is he like,
"Yeah, I'd like two large pepperoni pizzas, please, and I will not pay $1 more than $15.
He can't talk like that all the time.
You're stealing from the American people and charging $15 for the shakaroni.
Let me point out, y'all, put your partisan politics away for just a second and realize the whole lot of them are leading our country. Right. It's Friday. It's time to have a beer this evening. That's for sure. Or maybe two. 717 FM Talk 106.5. On the way in sports.
Well, it was a big day for NFL tight ends yesterday. A couple cashed some major checks from their NFL teams. And in baseball last night, Mookie Betts tied a MLB record. I'll let you know what that was coming up in sports.
All right. Headlines from WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A swimmer is rescued near Dolphin Island. The Coast Guard says the man attempted to swim 1 mile from the southern tip of Pelican Island to the Pelican Island sandbar. When he didn't return after an hour, his wife called for help. The Coast Guard found him. The swimmer was not wearing a life jacket. He says he was caught in a current and couldn't get out. Baldwin County will release its plan for football today. Earlier this week, Mobile County released a plan allowing fans into the stands at 35% capacity. Parents of players, cheerleaders, and band members will have priority when it comes to attending the games. Happening today in downtown Mobile, shops and galleries will take part in Art Walk. Business owners will put out their sidewalk displays for the first time in months. The event has been held virtually since early in the pandemic. Art Walk will begin at 6 this evening until 9. Some things will remain virtual, such as cooking demos, gallery tours, and a mask fashion show. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now. As a new school year begins, Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company at 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley reminds drivers that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert, observe speed limits in school zones, and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. Always buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. This back-to-school safety message provided by Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company at 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley. Community leaders taking part in the Gulf Coast back-to-school safety campaign.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning, 720 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Let's start in baseball this morning, where last night the L.A. Dodgers and Mookie Betts had a record night, hit 3 home runs in a game for a record-tying 6th time, leading the Dodgers past the San Diego Padres 11-2. Yu Darvish took a no-hitter into the 7th inning, and his Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 4-2. The Mets beat the Nationals 8-2. The Orioles completed a 3-game sweep of the Phillies with an 11-4 win. Tampa crushed Boston 17-8 to complete a 4-game sweep of the Red Sox, and Pittsburgh defeated Cincinnati 9-6. The St. Louis Cardinals series opener against the Chicago White Sox has been postponed to Saturday, giving the Cardinals an extra day to recover from a coronavirus outbreak. The Cards haven't played since July 29th. They were set to resume their season tonight in Chicago. That series opener was pushed back to a straight doubleheader tomorrow afternoon. The NBA will wrap up a very strange 2020 regular season later today. Last night, the Memphis Grizzlies and Portland Trail Blazers both won, setting up a play-in series for the Western Conference's 8th playoff seed. The Grizzlies beat Milwaukee 119-116 behind a Ja Morant triple-double, and Portland held on to defeat Brooklyn by 1 point, 134-133. So those two teams will play tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. The Trailblazers are the lower seed. They'll need to win 2 games over the Grizzlies in order to advance, and the winner will move on to face the first seed LA Lakers in the first round. In other games last night, Phoenix completed an unbelievable 8-0 run in the Wide World of Sports bubble with a 128-102 win over Dallas. The New Orleans Pelicans' disappointing season ended with a 127-133 loss to Orlando. The Jazz beat San Antonio 118-112, ending a 22-year playoff run for the Spurs. Sacramento defeated the Lakers, and Washington beat Boston. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the Columbus Blue Jackets beat Tampa 3-1, tying their series with the Lightning at 1 game apiece. Riley Smith scored in overtime to give Vegas a 4-3 win and a 2-0 series lead over Chicago. Chicago. Carolina defeated Boston 3-2 to tie their series at 1. And Dallas beat Calgary 5-4, their series also tied at 1 game apiece. NFL tight ends hit the jackpot on Thursday. First, the San Francisco 49ers made All-Pro George Kittle the highest-paid tight end in NFL history. Kittle and the Niners agreed to a 5-year, $75 million extension yesterday. Barstool Sports was the first to announce the deal, adding that Kittle received $40 million guaranteed for injury and $30 million guaranteed at signing. In 3 years with the 49ers, Kittle has 2,945 receiving yards, the most by any tight end in NFL history after only 3 seasons. He's also considered one of the best blocking tight ends in the league. He's made the Pro Bowl the last 2 seasons and followed up a second-team All-Pro nod in 2018 with a first-team All-Pro season last year. After Kittle's deal was announced, ESPN reported that the Kansas City Chiefs have signed tight end Travis Kelce to a 4-year, $57.25 million contract extension. That deal reportedly includes just under $25 million in guarantees. The 30-year-old has more than 1,000 receiving yards in each of the past 4 seasons. He's the first tight end in league history to achieve that feat. In 2019, Kelce led all tight ends in receptions and receiving yards. As NFL teams prepare for the 2020 regular season, some players are taking social distancing more seriously than others. ESPN reports that the Seattle Seahawks waived rookie cornerback Kima Sieverand earlier this week after he was caught on video trying to sneak a woman into the team's hotel. That woman invited to the hotel was reportedly wearing Seahawks gear in an attempt to disguise herself as a player. Sieverand went undrafted out of Oklahoma State, received only a $2,000 signing bonus from Seattle. His agent declined to comment on the matter. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs this afternoon will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms again and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, it's been a great start again across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're coming in from the Eastern Shore, I-10, Loxley, Malbus from 181 and I-10, Spanish Ford and Daphne, we've had no delays. A couple disabled vehicles northbound, southbound 65 near Airport Boulevard, but no wrecks. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way with our weekend weather scale. Right now, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about a new batch of inventory on the way. Hey, Larry.
Morning. Yes, we got several different types of vehicles coming. I mean, we've gotten real low on diesel, so we got diesel truck coming. We got some two-wheel drives and four-wheel drive trucks coming. We got cars and SUVs, so they'll be here hopefully over the weekend.
Yeah, you've talked about in the past, yeah, I mean, you get great local trades, but you also have a pretty big network of people getting these vehicles for LCM.
Yes, we do. You know, we have to nowadays because the inventories are scarce, and we're pretty picky, so we got our buyers out looking all over.
All right, so they find the vehicles you're looking for. You know what you're looking for. But if, you know, we want to come down, check that out, and maybe even give you a wish list. Like, I'm looking for a truck in this color this year, four-wheel drive. You can headhunt for us, too.
Yes, sir. We're going to work immediately. The best thing for them is just come by, and let's get it on the big screen and see what the options are.
Good deal. Tell us how to find you.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Yeah, on the way, Dr. Bill, with our forecast, also look at the tropics, and we'll talk about the weekend weather scale, plus Alec Naiman will let us know what's cooking coming up in just a few. And next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106, 343-0106. We'll do that right after we check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato. I know usually it's a Thursday morning thing. His cell phone wasn't getting signal. He was giving way west.
Yeah.
In the Dolphin Island area. He said he wouldn't get a signal down there, so we're going to call the audible. And we're going to do it this morning around 8:05. Plus, at 9:05, it's the second Friday for the Jeff Bohr Show. Week two coming to full fruition, with Jeff coming 9 to noon today. Jeff Bohr Show every weekday from 9 to noon. 8-hour block of live local talk every weekday right here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, check news headlines, and then Dr. Bill's on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A swimmer is rescued near Dolphin Island. The Coast Guard says the man attempted to swim 1 mile from the southern tip of Pelican Island to the Pelican Island sandbar. When he didn't return after an hour, his wife called for help. The Coast Guard found him. The swimmer was not wearing a life jacket. He says he was caught in a current and couldn't get out. Baldwin County will release its plan for football today. Earlier this week, Mobile County released a plan allowing fans into the stands at 35% capacity. Parents of players, cheerleaders, and band members will have priority when it comes to attending the games. Happening today in downtown Mobile, shops and galleries will take part in Art Walk. Business owners will put out their sidewalk displays for the first time in months. The event has been held virtually since early in the pandemic. Art Walk will begin at 6 this evening until 9. Some things will remain virtual, such as cooking demos, gallery tours, and a mask fashion show. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
President Trump has requested a mail-in ballot for Florida's Tuesday primary election, despite weeks of criticizing that practice. Governor Jay Inslee of Washington says there just isn't any evidence of widespread voter fraud with mail-in ballots.
There is more fraud in 5 minutes of any Donald Trump press conference than there is in all of the ballots ever cast in mail-in voting in United States history.
With almost 30 million Americans unemployed and coronavirus still spreading, Fed policymakers are warning that the recovery could sputter unless politicians come through with further relief measures. China is accusing the U.S. of trying to demonize and stigmatize relations between the two superpowers. Their criticism follows the Trump administration's designation of Chinese-funded language and culture programs in the U.S. as foreign missions of the Chinese Communist Party. On Wall Street, Dow futures down about 80. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. American Airlines is planning to drop flights to up to 30 smaller cities if a federal requirement to continue those flights expires at the end of next month. American agreed to keep serving those smaller cities as a condition of receiving $5.8 billion in federal payroll help this spring. But the money and the requirement to serve those destinations both expire September 30th unless they're extended. The move by American could put more pressure on Congress and the White House to give passenger airlines another $25 billion for labor costs. American did not detail which cities could lose service, but the changes could appear in schedules as early as next week. The EPA plans to use new methane rules to help set a higher bar for regulating other emissions that contribute to climate change. And the rules being adopted will rescind regulations for methane gas emissions adopted in 2016, including ending requirements that oil and gas producers have procedures to detect and fix methane leaks in their systems. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The members and employees of Baldwin County Electric Membership Cooperative remind motorists that school buses are painted yellow for a reason. Visibility. Always keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. Schools all over South Alabama are resuming for the year. Be careful, slow down, buckle up, and plan to leave for work a little earlier. Take time to be careful. This announcement brought to you by the members and employees of Baldwin EMC, taking part in the annual Back to School Safety Program.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's pretty good showers yesterday. What about today? I saw some on radar earlier, south end of Mobile County. Is that more of our forecast for a Friday?
Yeah, we've got quite a few showers, thunderstorms will be developing today and all across the area. So we've got a good chance. If you haven't had any rain in the last few days, you've got a good chance today. It'll be partly cloudy this morning, and then with the development of the thunderstorms this afternoon, it'll become mostly cloudy. And high today, around 90 degrees this afternoon. Now tonight, the thunderstorm activity tapers off through the evening, and the low tonight will be in the mid-70s. Now for the weekend, it looks like the best day is going to be Sunday, because Saturday it'll be partly cloudy in the morning, then scattered to numerous thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high temperature about 91, perhaps 92 degrees. Then on Sunday, some drier air will move in. It'll be mostly sunny, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, but it will be hot with a high temperature getting up around 95 degrees. So definitely Sunday has just that slight chance of a thunderstorm, so that's better of the 2 days. Monday, a continuation of Sunday's weather, mostly sunny, slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high in the mid-90s. And then on through the middle of the week, we can expect an increase in thunderstorms in the afternoon and temperatures all around 90 to 92 degrees. So a little bit of a break here for Sunday and Monday with slightly lower humidity, but also higher temperatures.
All right, Dr. Bill, here we are about halfway through the month of August, approaching the peak of hurricane season in September. What are you watching?
Well, right now we actually have a possibility of a system developing off the North Carolina coast. Right now, if anything does develop, it will move out into the open waters of the Atlantic. So there is a chance that there could be a depression or possibly a tropical storm that will sort of follow the Gulf Stream out into the Atlantic. We now have Tropical Storm Josephine, which is east of the Leeward Islands. It looks like it will turn a little bit to the northwest and miss the Leeward Islands, stay to the north, And by late in the weekend, it'll be north of Puerto Rico, where it'll make more of a northerly turn, and then we'll lose strength. The conditions are not favorable for it to intensify, and it may end up affecting Bermuda. And now another tropical wave is moving off the African coast, and we'll continue to watch that one.
All right, Dr. Bill, now let's talk about this weekend ahead. I know the Mystic Stripers have their fishing tournament going on out of Dolphin Island tomorrow, and they got lots of activities outside. And I think the kids, after a few days in school, might be ready for some outside this weekend. So we got to get a score on this with our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, those who are fishing tomorrow are going to watch out for some thunderstorm activity, especially in the morning hours on the coastal waters. As I mentioned, Sunday looks like the better day with some of that dry air coming in, but tomorrow we've got quite a few thunderstorms around. Put it all together, I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8-3-2-0.
Not bad. I think it's at the third week in a row we've had something in the 1-8s.
Yeah, and again, Sunday is, except for the high temperature of 95, it should be a pretty good day. And tomorrow, though, you're going to be dodging shower and thunderstorm activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update and the weekend weather scale, and we'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. 7:38, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, great start to our Friday morning. Still finding heavier traffic along 90 and 181 as you're traveling by Rockwell Elementary. And school zones going to be busy in Baldwin County, but no problems into Mobile County across to Bayway. Still accident-free conditions continuing. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. You can buy your next car all online. Follow the easy steps, secure your vehicle, financing and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Well, this Friday, and yeah, Alec Naiman's on the way with What's Cooking, plus Captain Bobby Abrascato at our new time, special programming time around 8:05. We'll get the fishing report.
You mean he catches fish on Friday, too?
Yeah, he does.
Not just Thursday?
Only on days that end in Y. That's the only days he catches fish. I'll play a clip here and then talk about it a little bit because, you know, you look at the economy, we have all the questions of getting the economy recovered, but there are sectors in the economy. Look at the stock market, raging. Now, of course, that's because interest rates are so low that the only place to put your money is in equities to try to get something back there. But the housing market has been is wide open. I mean, there's people selling, they say houses go, I mean, I've heard stories, houses go on the market for like a week and are getting sold out there right now. And it's, so it's weird. And you got these mortgage rates at these all-time lows. I mean, I think everybody's talking 3 or 4% in rates out there. And I know that that's become the new norm, you know, but it's something to think about. If interest rates go up because of deficit, because of printing money,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was, I remember my parents talking about rates, you know, 14, 15, 16% back in the 80s on homes. And you look at it now and it's, you know, if it's if somebody saw something in the fives, they'd say, that's a ripoff, you know?
Yeah.
So you get these rates down in the threes and fours driving a lot of this. So the market's good. I want to update here from Carrie Shoemaker from Westwood One.
The average 30-year mortgage rate stayed below 3% this week. Freddie Mac reports there was a slight increase to 2.96%, up from 2.88% last week. A 15-year loan rose to 2.46% from 2.44% last week. Mortgage rates remain at historically low levels, which is driving demand for home sales and mortgage refinancing. Carrie Shoemaker, Washington.
Okay. I mean, think about this. People that are, so I'm 48, so people that are, you know, within 20 years older than me, 25 years old. I want to hear y'all's reactions. Maybe we'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour on the text line to go, well, the rates went up from 2.4 to 2.6% average mortgage rate across the country. Think back to, I mean, like, I just hear mom and dad talk about, you know, what they paid in the 80s in mortgage rates, and we're going, oh, no, it went up to 2.6% from 2.4%. No wonder the housing market's so hot.
Yeah, and it's looking good not only, you know, nationally, but here also. Our news partners over at WKRG had a story they put up yesterday, and they talked to some realtors over in Baldwin County, and one in particular, Terrell Reeves with Bellator Real Estate and Development. She said, we're going right now on our 14th record-breaking week of contracts pending in Baldwin County in history. 14 weeks in a row they've broken records. So real estate market's looking really good right now.
It is a weird thing, right? So we've talked about the boat sales out there, how wide open they are, how many boats were sold, houses selling, those kind of things. At the same time that we have a story about, you know, the economic issues facing the country, and it's strange how certain sector, and I understand it. I understand why it's being driven. It's just weird to look at so many stories where it's like down story, but these sectors are wide stinking open.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
All right, 744 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, your reaction, so if you had got, you know, your mortgage back in the 80s, what did you pay in percentage back then? And let's compare it to a update there from Westwood One that said, well, it's got some eyes on it since rates went from 2.4 to 2.6%. What will we do? I want to hear from you. You can always text us at 343-0106. Dalton Sports and KRG's headlines on the way next.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A swimmer is rescued near Dolphin Island. The Coast Guard says the man attempted to swim 1 mile from the southern tip of Pelican Island to the Pelican Island sandbar. When he didn't return after an hour, his wife called for help. The Coast Guard found him. The swimmer was not wearing a life jacket. He says he was caught in a current and couldn't get out. Baldwin County will release its plan for football today. Earlier this week, Mobile County released a plan allowing fans into the stands at 35% capacity. Parents of players, cheerleaders, and band members will have priority when it comes to attending the games. Happening today in downtown Mobile, shops and galleries will take part in Art Walk. Business owners will put out their sidewalk displays for the first time in months. The event has been held virtually since early in the pandemic. Art Walk will begin at 6 this evening until 9. Some things will remain virtual, such as cooking demos, gallery tours, and a mask fashion show. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelley Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 747 FM Talk 106.5. And right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In baseball last night, L.A. Dodgers superstar Mookie Betts hit 3 home runs in a game for a record-tying 6th time, leading his Dodgers past the San Diego Padres 11-2. Yu Darvish took a no-hitter into the 7th inning. His Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 4-2. The Mets beat the Nationals 8-2. The Orioles completed a 3-game sweep of the Phillies with an 11-4 win. Tampa crushed Boston 17-8 to complete a 4-game sweep of the Red Sox. And Pittsburgh defeated Cincinnati 9-6. The St. Louis Cardinals series opener against the Chicago White Sox has been postponed to Saturday to give the Cardinals an extra day to recover from a coronavirus outbreak. The Cards haven't played since July 29th. They were set to resume their season tonight in Chicago. That series opener pushed back to a straight doubleheader tomorrow afternoon. The NBA will wrap up a very strange 2020 regular season later today. Last night, the Memphis Grizzlies and Portland Trail Blazers both won, setting up a play-in series for the Western Conference's 8th playoff seed. The Grizzlies beat Milwaukee 119-116 behind a Ja Morant triple-double, and Portland held on to defeat Brooklyn by 1 point, 134-133. Those two teams will play tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. The Trail Blazers are the lower seed. They'll need to win 2 games over the Grizzlies in order to advance. The winner will move on to face the first seed LA Lakers in the first round. In other games yesterday, Phoenix completed an unbelievable 8-0 run in the Wide World of Sports bubble with a 128-102 win over Dallas. The New Orleans Pelicans season ended with a 127-133 loss to Orlando. The Jazz beat San Antonio 118-112, ending a 22-year playoff run for the Spurs. Sacramento defeated the Lakers and Washington beat Boston. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the Columbus Blue Jackets beat Tampa 3-1, tying their series with the Lightning at 1 game apiece. Riley Smith scored in overtime to give Vegas a 4-3 win and a 2-0 series lead over Chicago. Carolina defeated Boston 3-2 to tie their series at 1, and Dallas beat Calgary 5-4, their series also tied at 1 game apiece. NFL tight ends hit the jackpot on Thursday. First, the San Francisco 49ers made All-Pro George Kittle the highest-paid tight end in NFL history. Kittle and the 49ers agreed to a 5-year, $75 million extension yesterday. Barstool Sports was the first to announce the deal, adding that Kittle received $40 million guaranteed for injury and another $30 million guaranteed at signing. In 3 years with the Niners, Kittle has 2,945 receiving yards. That's the most by any tight end in NFL history after 3 seasons. After Kittle's deal was announced, ESPN reported that the Kansas City Chiefs have signed tight end Travis Kelce to a 4-year, $57.25 million contract extension. That deal reportedly includes just under $25 million in guarantees. The 30-year-old has more than 1,000 receiving yards in each of the past 4 seasons. He's the first tight end in league history to achieve that feat. Last year, he led all tight ends in receptions and receiving yards. As NFL teams prepare for the 2020 regular season, some players are taking social distancing more seriously than others. ESPN reports that the Seattle Seahawks waived rookie cornerback Kima Severand earlier this week after he was caught on video trying to sneak a woman into the team's hotel. The woman invited to the hotel was reportedly wearing Seahawks gear in an attempt to disguise herself as a player. Severand went undrafted out of Oklahoma State, received a $2,000 signing bonus from Seattle. His agent declined to comment on the matter. 751 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
And I do want to interrupt. Just got this on the text line. So the woman tries to sneak in dressed in Seahawks gear as a player.
That's right.
This is the same plot structure that they did on The Little Rascals. time or two. So it didn't work for them either.
So total alfalfa move there.
Big
and
time.
It failed.
Big time. All right, Spanky. 752. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs this afternoon will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms again and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
The Hall family and staff of Five Oaks Cypress Patio Furniture in Loxley remind you that school bells are ringing all over Baldwin County this week. School crossings will be busy in the mornings and afternoons, so slow down and watch for stopped school buses loading and unloading before and after school. Always keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This annual back-to-school safety program brought to you by the Hall family and staff of Five Oaks Cypress Patio Furniture in Loxley. Community leaders interested in a safe school year.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
Good morning, everyone, from the BamaFlooring.com traffic center. We've had a great ride across the Bayway. The causeway delays along 31 at Rockwell Elementary, and again, some of the other areas in Baldwin County in the school zones going to be busy. In Mobile, Old Shell near Spring Hill College, and also just off of McGregor, heavier traffic there. Also off of Airport and Government in 65, but no new wrecks. It's drag racing at US 90 Dragway tonight. Enjoy the commentary and grudge racing open every Friday night. The gates open at 5. Kids 12 and under are free. You can get the details at US90Dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:55 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Friday, and time to find out what's cooking with our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. I hope y'all doing okay.
Yeah, we're doing a lot better. You and I are having a conversation off there. We're just, I mean, there's a lot of parents that are very excited right now because kids are back in school. It's
Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
I mean, we love them, but we love them to go to school as well. So, I know it's not.
That's right. I need them to be smarter than me. That's for sure. You know,
sign me up on that same list. So let's talk about this week's recipe: bow tie pasta. So we're dressing up here.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, you know, what you know, everybody work, mom and daddy, they go to work, they got to pick the kids up, they get home late in the evening, 5, 6 o'clock, whatever. You got to whip them up something while they in there, you know, getting, and they got to start homework, all that kind of stuff. Mom already stressed. Certainly if daddy's the cook, he's already stressed. And man, you don't want to spend no hour or two in the kitchen, you know. So I come up with this bow tie pasta with a little chicken and artichokes. Now, if the kids won't eat artichokes, put something else in, you know. But anyhow, I take my little saucepan, I clean my chicken, you know, wash it, pat dry it, then I salt and pepper it, and I cut it into little strips, and then I saute it in a skillet with a little olive oil until I get it nice and nice and brown on the each side. And then I kind of take it out of the skillet. Then I go and I throw some mushrooms in there, and I saute them down a little bit. Then I add some chicken broth and some lemon juice and some garlic. And then I throw in some roasted red peppers or some chopped, and then some plum tomatoes and some basil and all that kind of stuff. Saute that, and then I add the chicken back. I've already cooked the pasta, so I toss the pasta around in it. And at the last minute, I throw in a few diced tomatoes, some fresh tomatoes, diced them. Pull it out, hit it with some Parmesan cheese, and put it on the plate, and the kids are eating pasta and chicken.
I love
it. And, I throw a little artichoke in there because, kind of dress it up a little bit.
Sounds fantastic. Even better is getting you to cook that recipe or any of the other hundreds of recipes with Neiman's Catering. Talk about getting an event planned with you or just some y'all make and we bake.
Well, we're doing that. We're doing the curbside. We're doing a lot of pickup. We're doing the corporate lunch, a lot of employee appreciation stuff and going all over the place with that, doing some weddings and stuff on the weekend. So we're coming back. Everybody's coming back slowly. I wanted to say get out and support your local businesses, your local restaurants. Everything's coming back slowly, but people, they need your business. I mean, we're the employers. We're trying to keep people going here. That unemployment stuff that has run out, so ain't nobody getting rich on unemployment anymore. So let's help everybody get back to work, help their small business. So,
well said.
But you can call us at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namescatering.com. We're here for you. Hey, I've been recording all these 1996 football games and, all that. Because I'm going to have me some football this year, whether they play or not.
I'm going to be watching at your house. Alec, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, have a great one, guys. God bless you.
All right, Alec Neiman and What's Cooking. We do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. And we're doing a little audible this morning. Captain Bobby in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. That's coming your way, believe it or not, on a Friday. It's on the way next here at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A swimmer is rescued near Dolphin Island. The Coast Guard says the man attempted to swim 1 mile from the southern tip of Pelican Island to the Pelican Island sandbar. When he didn't return after an hour, his wife called for help. The Coast Guard found him. The swimmer was not wearing a life jacket. He says he was caught in a current and couldn't get out. Baldwin County will release its plan for football today. Earlier this week, Mobile County released a plan allowing fans into the stands at 35% capacity. Parents of players, cheerleaders, and band members will have priority when it comes to attending the games. Happening today in downtown Mobile, shops and galleries will take part in Art Walk. Business owners will put out their sidewalk displays for the first time in months. The event has been held virtually since early in the pandemic. Art Walk will begin at 6 this evening until 9. Some things will remain virtual, such as cooking demos, gallery tours, and a mask.